And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We are in the Bondera booth. We are at the remodeling show. We are inside the Baltimore Convention Center. Huge.
Yes, we are.
And
in the state of Maryland, where I'm from.
There you go.
I just got to give a little props to it there. You know, a little shout out to all of my family in Maryland.
Hi, family in Maryland. Hi, Old Bay.
We are actually taking care of our two-year-old this week.
Jack.
Yeah. He's off at Watkins Park today, riding the trains.
Rock on.
Yeah, in Kettering, Maryland.
Yeah, but we're here.
We're here. Yeah.
We're here.
Well, you know, I'm kind of thinking about, you know, the baby and everything.
Well, you've had more time to peruse the show floor than I have.
I have. I've had the pleasure, which is very good.
And what, if anything, have you seen?
Ooh, let me pull out my notes. You know what? I have to say that off show.
Alex, I'd like to go off
I
the board
go, I want to go
for famous Roman politicians, please.
Off the remodeling show and go into Little Italy. In Baltimore.
Right on, okay.
I was
okay.
there a few days ago.
Gotta
walking
bring
around,
Frank Caputo over there.
And I went to Our House, ARHAUS.com.
Right.
Okay. So they have these chairs that are made out of roots of trees. So they're all unique, individual, like they're made actually from tree roots.
Sweet.
That you can get, that we should get. We should go over there.
Anything that
we'll
I can make
Mary,
with a chainsaw
the sales girl over there.
Something in the yard.
She's lovely.
I'm in. I'm making
yeah.
myself.
No. We'll go over to Our House in Little Italy, and we have to check that out. It's off show, though.
Off show. Okay.
But
off
in show, though, we're joined by a special guest, though.
We are. Well, I know that. I'm not saying it like a question. She's standing right
She's
here.
She's standing right next to you, Mark. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Well, we enjoy having you because we had you on, and Mark's trying to stump you.
Yeah. Lauren Hunter, who is editor for Remodeling Magazine.
Products editor.
Mm-hmm. Products editor, replacement contractor.
And
that's all right now. Upscale as well. I take care of the high-end stuff for
high-end
and remodeling.
We only do high-end.
We only do high-end, so forget about those
jobs,
other two titles.
High-end. You know, if it's not a lot of money flowing around, we can't even be bothered, right, dear?
Yeah, if it's not 100 G's, we don't even look at it.
No.
Why bother?
100
yeah.
G's, that's bad money, too. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
We have a bag of cash for you that's under that table right there. Just go ahead and take it anytime.
That's why
you
I
want.
Come back.
What I want to know, though, is what you're seeing in the remodeling market these days. What are people just going crazy about?
Going crazy about trying to get new business.
Yeah.
They're, you know, it sounds like things are starting to ramp back up, mm-hmm. and people are looking forward to 2011 and 2012 and getting things going again. We were at the Big 50 event last night and heard a lot of positive stories there.
The Big 50. And then what's the Big 50?
Oh, the Big 50. Every year, Remodeling Magazine inducts 50 new contractors into the Big 50 Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
It's not the 50 biggest contractors. It's 50 people that we think do an excellent job in the remodeling industry, whether it's craftsmanship or sales and marketing or some other aspect of running a successful business.
Oh, cool.
That's exciting.
So you don't have to be a giant company with 17 divisions.
Nope.
You don't have to do 100 G's like you're talking about.
No, yeah. Right.
We only do the big jobs.
We've had small companies, you know, under a quarter million, under half a million. We've had the multi-million dollar companies, and it's all just a spectrum of success in the industry, and it's great. So we do
awesome.
That every year, and last night we had our event. And
how do you
was
find those people?
It was all right. There were no vegetables. We were always complaining that there were no vegetables.
This is such a male event.
Who would complain about that?
I would.
There were potatoes.
I know you would.
Onions,
I would.
Other stuff.
Yes.
A lot of fried things,
keep
a lot
going.
Of beer, a lot of meat.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been to those events that are very male focused before, where it feels like there's just farm animals like walking around you. It's like, here, would you like, you know, why don't you cut your own? Like, why don't you just, like, you
if
know,
you
slaughter.
Shut up with tapas and, like, little finger
some pegs and a slaughter event.
You know what would be slaughtered? Everyone in the room, because they were starving to death. And it'd be turned into, the, you know, the Donner Party, for crying out loud.
Really?
Yes, really.
I don't think it would be that bad.
Okay, maybe not the Donner Party.
You know who was at our event last night was Sarah Suzanka.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
She rocks. Good segue.
Yes,
good segue.
Sarah's fantastic. And
Sarah Suzanka, the Not So Big House.
The Not So Big House. Her newest book is Not So Big Remodeling.
Really?
So perfect for this show.
Is she here at the show wandering around?
She has been. I think she is somewhere.
Maybe we can tackle her in the aisle like we tackled Jeff Devlin just a few minutes
ago. I don't think I would feel comfortable with you tackling her as much as Jeff. Jeff's a big guy. I mean, he's played sports, I'm sure.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. So, and Sarah spoke this morning as well at the Remodeling Design Awards breakfast.
Oh, nice.
She was talking a lot about this concept of working within the home and not, you know, building these grand additions, staying with that not so big concept.
Right.
And I think that's a trend that I'm starting to see with a lot of remodelers, kind of working within that home's footprint instead of
the addition that's bigger than the house.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That was such a huge trend. People aren't getting their return on investment on additions. That square footage isn't bringing in the resale value that it used to, is what one remodeler in Florida was telling me. And so he's been seeing a lot of baby boomer clients in his area doing remodels of, all their kids are gone doing their own family things, and now they have these bedrooms that they're not using.
Yeah.
They're not using them as bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So they're remodeling their house inside the footprint to include, game rooms, art studios, media centers, things like that, to make their house really what they want it to be. And I think that's going to be a really important trend going forward. At least I hope it will be.
I really do love that a lot.
Yes.
When the kids move out of our house, I'm totally taking over their rooms. I want to have a sewing room. And I want to have, a meditative retreat.
Oh, so you have to get somebody else to build them. I'm going to be cooked by then.
All right. Well, if you don't follow Lauren on Twitter, you should.
Oh, thank you.
And what's your Twitter name?
I am Lauren Hunter_HW.
Okay.
So it's kind of long, but just search Lauren Hunter.
She's definitely worth following.
Thank you.
Check out what you tweet about all the time.
Finger on the pulse.
Definitely.
She's,
she knows what's
what.
A lot
of good inspiration.
It's me. You're going to have to put a stethoscope on my jugular vein to see if I'm breathing. But
I think we'll probably have to do that during our break, babe, because we have to take one.
Well, we'll see you next from the remodeling show floor in the Bondera booth at My Fix It Up Life.